China's expressed opposition after the United States announced sanctions against 24 Chinese companies and several individuals involved in construction in the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokesman Jia Lijian says construction in Chinese territory is entirely within the scope of the country's sovereignty, and the works in question have nothing to do with militarization. The spokesman also says China will take measures to safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese companies and individuals. 16 temporary labs for coronavirus testing are now ready for operation in Hong Kong to support the city's plan to conduct wide-scale testing scheduled for next month. The Chinese mainland has sent medical equipment to the facilities. Some labs have a daily testing capacity of up to 500,000 samples. The central government has also sent medical personnel to help carry out the testing. The regional government says more than 100 sampling centers will be set up in the 18 districts in Hong Kong. Healthcare workers will collect samples from residents who take the test voluntarily. The European Union signed a contract with British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to provide a possible COVID-19 vaccine to all EU member states. European Commission spokesperson Tim McPhee says the vaccine candidate is already in large-scale phase 2 and 3 clinical trials after promising results on safety. The contract also allows vaccine to be donated to poorer countries or redirected to other European nations. Four people in Louisiana have been killed by falling trees as Hurricane Laura swept through the U.S. state. Also, Governor John Bel Edwards has asked residents in three southwestern communities to stay indoors as a toxic plume rises from a chemical fire in an area that was hit by the hurricane. The company manufacturing chlorine-based products confirmed the fire at its Lake Charles facility. The facility is being shut down and all employees evacuated. The Federal Reserve is planning to keep rates near zero even after inflation's exceeded the Fed's 2% target level. Chairman Jerome Powell made the remarks at the Fed's annual gathering of global central bankers and top economists. Powell says the policy change reflects the reality that high inflation no longer appears to pose a serious danger, even when unemployment's low and the economy is growing strongly. Donations continue to pour into Lebanon as the international community tries to support the country's recovery following the blast in Beirut earlier this month. The Australian embassy offered masks for the fight against COVID-19, while the World Health Organization in Greece sent medical equipment to hospitals. Two Lebanese expatriates delivered food to their home country from Canada. Two explosions at Beirut port killed at least 183 people and wounded 6,000 others. Chinese war epic The 800 will launch in limited theatrical release in North America today. The war film will be released in over 90 selected theaters in Boston, Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, and a few other cities across the U.S. and Canada. Major markets, including New York and California, will be added in the coming weeks, pending cinema reopenings in those states. The film's grossed about $210 million U.S. dollars after 7 days of release in China, despite local theater capacity being limited to 50% because of COVID-19.